President Bush returns to Washington this morning after a 10-day trip that took him to six countries, starting in Japan and ending in Australia. The president attended an economic summit, but spent much of his time talking about two major foreign policy concerns, the situation in Iraq and North Korea's weapons program. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What, according to the White House, has been accomplished on this trip?
It was a trip during which the president visited with what he described as some of the U.S.'s closest allies in the fight against terrorism. If there was a theme, that was probably it. Along the way, he did press his case for rebuilding Iraq and containing North Korea, and he talked a bit about free trade. But ultimately, there were no big trophies to show or pronouncements to point to. With so many stops, it was really more of a chance to get some face time with these leaders, to see them on their own turf. Many of them have already been to the White House, so in some ways it could be seen as maintenance of international relationships.
Well, at the APEC summit, the president held meetings with China and other leaders about North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Any progress there?
Yes and no. APEC was in Bangkok, and he spent a lot of the time there, as you said, talking to South Korea and Japan and Russia and China. All of them are concerned about the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. The president did win pledges from each of them on a proposal to North Korea that there would be no military attack, no aggression against it if it abandons its nuclear program. So that was a step toward a possible compromise in these talks. The problem, though, was that the proposal was almost immediately ridiculed by the North Koreans, leaving President Bush to say to reporters in a session on Air Force One that the situation is one that requires, his words, a great deal of patience.
In Indonesia, a country that's been victimized by terrorist activity, the president in Bali had to deal with a major distraction.
He did. This is the world's most populous Muslim nation, and there's anger there about recent remarks made by a U.S. Army officer, Lieutenant General William Boykin. Boykin's an evangelical Christian who, in uniform, gave a speech in which he described the war on terrorism as a religious war that offended many Muslims around the world, including in Indonesia. In Bali, the president held about an hour-long session with some moderate Muslim leaders, and he had to restate his own assertion that the war on terror is not a war against Islam, that he feels the terrorists have hijacked a great religion, but it's a message that's greeted with a great deal of skepticism.
The Australian stop was to say thank you to Prime Minister Howard, who was an early and strong opponent of the war in Iraq, a strong supporter of the war in Iraq. But the president found himself again defending the war, and he faced hecklers while speaking before Parliament. Was that a surprise?
A bit of a surprise, though rowdy behavior is not uncommon in a parliamentary body like Australia's. But he really did have to use some of the language, again, that he uses in his speeches here, saying who can possibly think the world would be better off with Saddam Hussein still in power.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.